call this meeting of the Emmitsburg Council to order, and we have with us this evening Pastor Barry Antle from the Emmitsburg Community Church, and he'll open up with a word of prayer. I'd ask everyone to stand. Pastor Antle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to gather together. Thank you, Father, for this group of men and women that you have called and placed in a role of servant leadership. I just ask a blessing over their lives, their families. I ask a blessing over what is discussed in this meeting tonight, and pray that all things would be honoring to you and to one another. I ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, and certainly welcome to Emmitsburg's public meeting. I would ask council, have anyone any disclosures or conflicts they wish to declare at this time as it relates to our agenda we have before us? Seeing no one, I ask that to be entered into our minutes, and that brings us to the approval of the previous minutes that were held on the in-camera on February the 13th, and of course the regular council meeting on the 21st. What's the council's pleasure? Councilor DePasquale?
Mr. Mayor, I move that the minutes be adopted by council, and that those confidential minutes of the closed sessions of council remain confidential and restricted for public disclosure in accordance with exemptions provided in the Municipal Freedom of Information Protection Act. And the minutes are items number 1 and 2, February 13th and February 21st, 2012.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussion? Comments? Hearing none, all in favor? Motion is carried. That brings us to the presentations.
Our first presentation this evening is presentation of Heritage Plaque by Chad Barrett, Vice Chair, Heritage Committee, to Anthony Mancini, Lord Amherst, 1841, Peter Taylor and Company, importers of British goods.
Thank you.
Thanks. Way to help you. Thank you very much. Can we get one more?
That completes the first motion to receive the court. Councilor Sutton. Been moved. Is there a supporter? Councilor Davies supports that motion. There's no discussion. All in favor? Motion is carried.
Our next presentation by Fred Sorrell and Wayne Stafford, Canada South Branding.
Fred, if you will.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. We're pleased to be here. 10 years ago, we were here as well, and made a presentation on Canada South as a brand for Essex County, Windsor, and all 9 or 10 municipalities. We had great success at that. We went and made the presentation at every one of the towns in the city, and including Emmitsburg. And something happened in that it didn't get past your lawyer. At the time, there was a couple of issues that he was a little curious about, and as a result of that, we do not have Emmitsburg on an agreement. We're anxious that it become part of the operation because we have a story to tell, an excellent story, and we believe that nothing has really changed in terms of the impact that the use of Canada South could have in attracting tourists and attracting populace. It's a, 13 years ago, we conceived this restaurant in Windsor, just having a cup of coffee. Wayne is from the West Coast. I'm a Windsorite. Excuse me. And I said to Wayne, I guess you're going back to British Columbia now. And he said, never. I said, why? He
still
said,
here.
Yeah. He said, because he's opening up a consulting business. And he said, if I have to fly to Montreal sometime from Vancouver, it's going to be a lot more money than flying from Windsor with the international airport at our fingertips. And we started talking about all the good things about Windsor and Essex. And on a napkin came the words Canada South. And I'm going to have some fact sheets I'm going to leave with you when I'm through. You can see. But the interesting thing about it is that the use of Canada South as a brand, there's nobody else on earth can use it. There's only one Canada South, and that's us. I'm on the speakers committee. I work speakers presentations for Rotary. I travel mainly in the United States, and I'm always introduced as a Canadian. We're very happy to have tonight our Canadian Rotarian, but they love the word Canada over there. And for the last 7 years, when I speak, I always have a stooge in the audience. And when they introduce me, I always say, well, thank you very much for the kind introduction, but I'm actually from Canada South. And my stooge says, Canada's North. Thank you for that. Let me tell you a little bit about where I'm from before I begin my talk. And I tell them that there are 50 million Americans that live north of where I live in Canada. There's 14, all or part of 14 states north of where I live in Canada. We're on the same latitude as Rome in Northern California. They're looking at me like I'm nuts. But those are the facts. Did you realize that Vancouver is 800 kilometers north of Essex County? It's hard to believe, but that's the fact. Now, because we're the only ones on earth that can use those two words legitimately, why don't we sell it? And what really triggered it, I saw this in the daily newspaper in Windsor. I think it's called The Star. Here's Gord Orr, who heads up the Tourist and Convention Bureau. And he's very disappointed because Essex County wasn't included in something that's called Ontario's South Coast. Now, Ontario's South Coast for this group starts in Hamilton and ends up here in Amherstburg. I don't think
it ends up at Wheatley.
You never made it. And he was disappointed. I'm happy that you didn't make this, because the coast is not something that has any pizzazz. And besides, it meanders along. This is a very precise description of who we are and where we are. So.
Also, it's a shore, it's not a coast.
Well, there you go. The interesting thing about Canada South is nobody loses their identity. What we dreamed of is when you enter Essex County, there would be the biggest sign you ever saw, Welcome to Canada South, okay? And in front of, and outside of every town and village would be signs that are saying, Welcome to Amherstburg, the historic city or town, a proud part of Canada South. Bloomington, the tomato capital of the world, proud part of Canada South. But here's the kicker. On this line, the person I'm going to quote is the person that does the marketing for this South Coast. And here's the kicker. He says, the South Coast moniker came from the market research, which showed consumers preferred it over such names as North Shore, since it projected a feeling of warmth and hospitality. South Shore. South. This was the whole sense of what we were doing. At Canada South, I went to the people who do the 100-mile peninsula, and they're doing a good job, by the way. I think they're doing a great job. And I went to them over a year ago now, when I heard about it. And I said, I got something for it. Canada South. Oh, no, we did a lot of that. So they ended up doing the 100-mile peninsula. There's 1,100 peninsulas in Canada. Now, I said to them, who is your target market? Well, seniors. And when you say Canada South, what do you think they think of? They think of heat, you see. And that, I said, here's what you got to do. And I've spent, honestly, a lot of time in marketing. Doesn't sound like it, but I have. I said to them, here's your headline. Come to Canada South. And then in that paragraph, you tell about where we are, the location, and all that kind of stuff. The home of the 100-mile peninsula. No, we don't want to do that. So that failed. It beats me that we aren't able to make this thing sing, because we are the only place on earth that can use those two words. It's ours, Canada South. We got a Western Canada, we got an Eastern Canada, we got Northern Canada. We don't have a Canada South, but we do have it. So what we're asking tonight is for you to reconsider, although it did pass this council, it really got stalled in the lawyer's office, but that you would reconsider and sign and have the new agreements signed so we can move forward. This is the logo. We even animated it for a TV spot where the Maple Leaf sort of came out of the bottom of the S, and it was kind of pretty. But the first name on here is Amherstburg, and the last name is Windsor. Alphabetical, very safe that way. But to me, that is a beautiful rendition of what we're about and what we're trying to accomplish. And we would ask if you would reconsider getting back in the game here so we can move forward as a county and so that we can start using it. You can use it on your letterhead. You can put it on the signs. Or you can use it any way you want. And that's what we're asking for.
Okay. Members of council, questions of council at this time? Councilor Pilon, Councilor Puget, Councilor Sutton.
Just one question, and I got a motion if we want it yet, but every one of them municipalities signed up? But
everyone.
Have they? Okay.
Everyone.
Okay.
Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst, and thank you for your presentation. Do you know what the holdup was with our legal team?
It had to do with a liability. Something about if I don't know.
It was puzzling. But wait a minute. I don't want you to say what it was. When our solicitor had dealt with it, we can give direction to administration and they can find out exactly. Please.
Fine. That would be fine with me. It was always puzzling to us.
Follow up to you, Councilor Puget?
Just to comment on your term, when we say Canada South, we do feel that, you know, people do perceive us as warm. And when I worked at the bridge, it was very strange because we'd have a foot of snow on the ground and people would come through us and say, we went all the way to Leamington and they still had snow. We went all the way to Point Pelee and they still had snow. You know, they thought Canada South, I guess, once they got to the southernmost part, there wouldn't be any snow. And I do think that's a very catchy tune, and I think it'd be really good.
But the Americans do love us.
Yes,
they really do. And this is just another good reason for them to come. Yeah.
Councilor Sutton?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move we receive the presentation and direct administration to come back with a full report on Canada South so that we can properly vote on it at that time.
There's support for that. Councilor Pilon supports it. Further discussion? Councilor Davis.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell a quick story, too. I often say to my guests who are from the United States, what city is due south of Detroit? And they name all of the Toledo and everywhere else. And And, of course, it's Windsor and Essex County, so it is quite fun. And I think that if we can brand that, it will actually give a nice edge on Niagara-on-the-Lake because we are Canada South, so that would be fabulous.
And if I could just interject one thing, Mayor. I'm always troubled when I see the words Windsor-Essex. To me, it's divisive. Why not Essex-Windsor? I mean, you get into that sort of nonsense. But if we say we're Canada South, everybody's on the same playing ground at that point. So, I mean, that's just my own personal opinion, which is not worth a lot.
Thanks, Fred. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you, gentlemen.
And I'll leave these folders with you so you can... I think I've got enough. I've got eight here. That should be enough.
Appreciate that.
I just want to say one thing quickly.
Please,
when I came to Windsor, I came and ran the radio stations here and lived in Western Canada all my life and had no idea that this was that far south, as Fred said. And that's where it all started from, and we're happy to have been here today. Thank you.
I remember when you came before. About 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Next item.
That brings us to reports under Recreation, Culture, and Parks. Item 10.1, Bicentennial Parade for the Town of Amherstburg. Request for formal quotation RFQ results.
With Dina. What's your report?
You have a report in hand. Based on the results, we're recommending that we go with a low quote.
Before council, with council pleasure, Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that council receive the report from Dean and concur with the recommendation.
Then moved. Is there a supporter? Councillor Pilon supports that motion. Discussion on the motion at this time. Councillor Puget, followed by Councillor Sutton, followed by Councillor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Dean. Dean, I noticed that there's almost a $15,000 difference between the two parade corporations. And I know that we've been very, very satisfied with the other corporation, and they did an awesome job for our Christmas parade, etc. And has anyone ever viewed a parade by this company?
I think the further question to the end, but I'll start by saying that, sorry to you, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
Start by saying that references were included as part of the RFP process.
So through to you, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Puget, yes, the RFQ is what it is. They both came back with excellent references. I have personally not viewed any parades from the Jay Gardner Entertainment, but the references and everything listed on the RFQ did satisfy what we are looking for as far as service.
Councillor Sutton?
My question.
Followed by Councillor DePasquale.
My question has been asked and answered.
Thank you. Councillor DePasquale.
Fine, thank you.
Councillor Davies?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. I suppose one of the kind of the detailed questions, and you may not be able to answer, but do we know what the turnouts are for this Jay Gardner Entertainment events? Do they get the turnout that Windsor Parade Corp has been successful at getting there? Do we know that in the
through to you, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Davies, we do not know that. Although, as I said, the references were excellent from very reputable.
On the motion, through the discussions. If not, all in favor of the motion. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Next item.
Brings us to reports under Engineering and Infrastructure, 15.1, Sanitary Lateral Replacements, Request for Quotation Results.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move receipt of that report and that council award the contract to the lowest bidder, being and a ZO drainage for the sanitary lateral replacements project in the amount of $22,300 plus HST.
Okay, support for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Further discussion? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 15.2, testing of backflow prevention devices in town-owned facilities. Request for quotation results.
Councillor Puget.
The council received the report from Luzard Linka dated February 23rd, 2012 regarding the testing of backflow prevention devices in town-owned facilities. Request for quotation results. And further, that council award the contract to the lowest bidder, being Fairhall Mechanical Contractors, for the testing of backflow prevention devices in town-owned facilities project in the amount of $4,081 plus HST.
There's support for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports Councillor Puget's motion. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again carried unanimously.
Item 15.3, 2012 to 2017 garbage collection tender.
Again, it's before you this evening, Councillor Pilon.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'll put the motion on the floor for discussion. The council received the report from Luz Arlinga regarding the 2012 to 2017 garbage collection tender. The council authorized option A for the commencement of the roadside collection of yard waste from all residential households on a basis of 2 pickups per month. And the council awarded the contract to the lowest bidder, being Windsor Disposal Service, in the amount of $469,519.27 plus HST, based on yard waste option A. And that council authorized the operation of a transitional public works department yard waste depot at the Thomas Road facility on a base of 1/2 day per week. And further, that council authorized contingency item section H being the collection of roadside refuse canisters on a weekly basis. And further, that public works department monitor the volume of yard waste handed at the transitional public works department yard waste depot and report thereon to council to determine its efficiency.
There's support for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Discussion, Councillor Pilon, followed by Councillor Puget, followed by everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. It's with sadness, actually, that I had to make that motion. As everybody knows, we had W.D. Crowder for years do our garbage pickup. And they did a fine job. And it's coming down to it's strictly an economic decision here on my part. It was quite a bit of money difference in the times that the town has to look at. So I'm sincere about it. I know Patty's out there, but it's with sadness I do it. But I'm looking forward that we can have a good relationship with our new collectors, and hopefully I think everything will work. I've actually talked to people from Tecumseh that's had them, and they're quite satisfied, just residents. So it's getting off to a good start. It sounds good. I don't think I need a motion on this. I just wanted
There's
to...
There's a motion already on the floor.
I know. So in my discussions here, I'd like us to prepare a plaque to give to the...
That's another issue.
You want that as a separate motion?
Please,
okay.
Counselor,
thank you.
Councillor DePasquale, followed by Councillor Puget, followed by Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Mr. Zarlinga. The yard waste depot, are we going to run that half a day a week ourselves, or is the new company going to run that depot?
Mr. Mayor and Council, that will be run by the Public Works Department, utilizing one of the full-time staff.
Through the discussions, Councillor Puget, is there a question?
No, that's...
Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hirsch. Through you to Lou. Lou, are we going from 20 hours a week at the Public Works Department Yard Waste Depot down to 5 hours? Is that what it is?
Mr. Mayor and Council, we're looking at approximately 4 hours per week for the Yard Waste Depot.
And just further to what Councillor Fiallon stated, I too agree with him entirely. The Crowder company has done a phenomenal job, and I know that they've always been there. I've never had any complaints about them. It's just that it's a very significant amount of money that's different, and you know, with the economic times, we really don't have any other choice but to go with the cheaper company. And I'm just concerned about going from 20 hours, you know, because a lot of people do like taking their waste out to the yard and then going down to 4 hours a week. That's my concern.
Councillor Sutton, followed by Councillor Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know I speak for everyone when we say that all things equal in a tender process, we prefer to keep the business local, but the economic realities of this particular contract dictate otherwise. My concern is also with the yard waste disposal and wanting to have a process in place for some public feedback. For sure, we've got some education to do now that yard waste would be available twice a month pickup. We want to get that word out. And I think we've got to provide an opportunity for the residents to speak to which form they like better, whether they like the fact that they can just cart it out to the road every couple of weeks or whether they miss the yard waste depot. So, you know, we can look at the proper level of service and budget accordingly. My sense is people will appreciate being able to put it out at their roadside every couple of weeks, but there's always going to be those circumstances on a weekend when you're knee-deep in a project and you'd like to run it down to Public Works as well. So if we could provide an opportunity to give our residents a chance to give us that feedback so we can make those decisions moving forward, that would be really a great process.
Councillor Davies.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I personally enjoyed the folks who collected my garbage, and many a time they were very helpful to me. So, I do feel that I would like to see local, but certainly it is the economic times. One of the questions that I do have is there an opportunity to during this contract? There are some innovative approaches that a lot of municipalities are using in relationship to wet, dry waste, and I'm just wondering if that concept comes to fruition to decrease landfill, whether or not we have the opportunity to incorporate or negotiate with the contract so that we can be including things as the demand by communities and our community would increase on that.
Lou, you want to respond to that question, please?
Mr. Mayor and Council, the issue of collecting the kitchen waste would be up to the Solid Waste Authority.
And I think the question she's asking is, would it be an opportunity to have, we'll have an agreement already in place, and would these providers of that agreement be the ones that they would negotiate with relative to any changes as it relates to wet and dry through the Essex-Windsor Solid Waste Authority?
Mr. Mayor and Council, I think we do have the ability with the new provider. Attached to the report is a list of all of the functions that this company actually is involved with, and I believe that, in fact, they've had some experience with the kitchen waste collections.
Anyone else? Councillor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question regarding the contract. It's a five-year contract, and does this amount, just a question I don't understand, but the amount that's paid yearly, does it stay the same, or is it
fluctuating? That's the CPI right there. You got your consumer price index, it's right in the report. It's reflected every year. Okay. Anyone? Councillor Pilon.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just a comment on our yard waste where we have 3 days a week. I was quite amazed at the cost to operate that for 3 days a week. It's so much more than just bringing it in. It's like we had to take it to the landfill after, and that created significant costs. And I believe there's over $100,000 saving right there alone by just going down to the 1.5 day. And like Councillor Sutton said, we will have to monitor it, obviously, and make sure that works.
Anyone else? On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously, and I just want to say that I certainly hope that we keep on top of it. Certainly, they're the new provider here. It's important that we have a seamless transition. It's important that we have both communication with, of course, Public Works, our administration, and certainly any feedback we get from our municipality residents. But the key here is we as humans are creatures of habit, and this is a reduction in the level of service, and we want to stay on top of it, and I would encourage our manager of Public Works, Mr. Zarminda, to keep council abreast of the concern that he's going to experience with respect to that level of service being reduced. It's very important. Thank you. Next item. Thank you. Yes.
I'd like to make a follow-up motion, if I may.
You can do it under new business, Rob.
Well, wait for new business?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
That's the way it goes, Rob.
That's the way it goes.
Well, it's new business, Robert.
I know.
That brings us to clerks, 18.1, sale of 45 Lake Beach Road, Amherstburg.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that administration be directed to accept the offer of $5,000 plus all applicable costs for the surplus property located adjacent to 45 Lake Beach Road, Amherstburg.
There's support for that. Councillor Pinon supports that motion. Further discussion, if any? Hearing none. All in favor? All in favor, please. Opposed? Councillor, the motion is carried unanimously.
Consent reports. There's three consent reports before council.
What's council's pleasure relative to the consent reports? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you. I move, excuse me. I move the reports as listed. Approval.
There is support. Councillor Davies supports that motion. Discussion, if any. Councillor Davies, followed by Councillor DePasquale, followed by Councillor Puget. And Councillor Pinon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to speak a little bit on number two, the municipal performance measures. I found this was absolutely fascinating, and I really want to congratulate the folks who put this together, since I can find it on our new system here. The information that came out of it. Certainly, I was very impressed with and wanted to congratulate the police department for the youth crime is down from 70.37 in 2009 and to 22.80 per 1,000 youth. I think that's not only credit to the youth, to their families, to the youth programs in town, and to the police and programs to help young people get a sense of themselves in a more positive way. There were a number of other issues. I thought that other issues. And I'm looking. Sorry, I'm looking for it here.
Take your time.
Yeah, it's way down. The new system here. The fire was no lives lost, which is a wonderful compliment to the fire department. As I mentioned, the youth crime was really important. In the roads, the percentage of winter events they met or exceeded the local determined municipal service levels for road maintenance. There's not a lot of communities that can say that, and I was very impressed with that. Under drinking water, There were absolutely no water advisories, and boiled water advisories in our particular community. And that, again, is a compliment to Public Works for that. And the number of water distributing pipes, the number of water main breaks per 100 kilometers of water distribution pipe was way down, down to only 0.48 from as high as 3.03, and it's just continuously gone down, which means that our folks in Public Works are doing their job, and it's costing us a lot less because these things are happening. So I just really felt that there was a need to mention that. Solid waste, the same. The number of complaints received in the year concerning the collection of garbage and recycling materials per 100,000 households showed it was down from 2009. More than half the concerns were down. So I just felt that those were the kinds of things that needed to be noted, that our kilometers of trails are way up, twice as much as 2009. The total participating hours for recreation programs per 100,000 people is up twice as much, from 158 to 243 per 1,000 people, and the square meters of indoor recreation was up by over 10,000 from 3,800. So things are moving along, and I think it's just really important that for people have an opportunity to look at those figures, and there's many more, that virtually everything is moving forward and is looking really good for our town. I just want to mention that.
Anyone else? Councillor DePasquale, followed by Councillor Puget, then Councillor Pion.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Paul Benito. In reference to this report, there's one more following this one for next year.
For 2011, that's correct.
Okay. Now, is there grant money attached to these once we turn them in?
This is part of the reporting requirements that we're required to do through the financial information return with the province.
Right.
And what the province typically does is they base it more on the financial information that's reported to them than they do on these figures. But these figures are part of the new reporting requirements as a public sector body that we're required to report.
So there is no grant money that we'll get for handing that in?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Yes, and my two questions basically have been answered. I did want to congratulate you for the assessment, the municipal performance measures, and I just have a question regarding the assessment appeal. Could this have a significant negative impact on our town's budget?
That's why I wanted to advise council at this point in time that we're reviewing it at this point in time, but I plan on reporting that at the next council meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Councilor Pilon?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I want to thank Paul again. Obviously, this was quite an onerous task. I'm sure it took quite some time. But there's only one area that really stuck out to me was the roads. It was the roads. It's kind of interesting. It talks about the operating costs of hardtop being paid. Roughly $7,000, and operating costs of unpaid loose top was only $7,000. And the same goes for the total costs of paved roads is $24,000, where the total costs of loose top being gravel roads is $24,000. So I guess it's kind of, I'm kind of glad to see that there, because trust me, I'll be coming after for some of these gravel roads out in the rural area to get taken care of. You just proved my point that it costs no more to keep them up. Thank you.
Can I just clarify something with regard to that? Is the reason that we have the same figure is obviously because we don't keep track of those on an individual basis.
Right there, black and white.
Yeah. Okay, on the motion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Consent correspondence. Item 21. There are two items before council.
Councilor Sutton.
Move receipt of items 1 and 2.
Motion to receive, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussion? Yes. Councilor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to comment on the library board. On the 14th of April, we'll be doing a tour of the Branch library south of County Road 8, and on the report it shows that the board members, of which I'm one, will be here in the Amherstburg Library approximately 10 o'clock on that Saturday morning. And we'll be here for about 15 or 20 minutes. Now, last year, the same letter came out, and Councillor Davies did show up. It would be nice to see some other members of council, if you can, just attend and say hello to the board members and show the support for that. I just want to throw as an aside that in the other libraries that we did look at and visit in the north and south, there were at least two or three members of council, so I would appreciate it if you have it in your schedule that you can possibly spend 15 or 20 minutes. That'd be great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Next item.
Consent other minutes or five sets of minutes before council.
What's your pleasure with those five sets of minutes? Councillor Sutton?
Motion to receive.
Been moved by Councillor Sutton to receive those five sets of minutes. Is there support for that motion? Councillor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussion? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item number 23, correspondence request from Ontario Urban Forest Council, call for a federal and provincial role in urban forestry.
Councillor Pouget.
That the correspondence from Ontario Urban Forest Council be received, and further that council support the proclamation calling for a federal and provincial role in urban forestry.
You're supportive for that. Councillor De Pasquale. Further discussions? Councillor Davies.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there an opportunity, if I read this correctly, is there an opportunity that Amherstburg can take advantage of this project to help plant some native trees in our own community as far as funding goes?
Are you familiar with that, Lou? No. You want to have administration to look into it and respond back?
That's an excellent idea. Okay. That would be nice. Thank
sure.
you.
On the motion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried. Just read from the, be it further resolved that all municipalities across Ontario be encouraged to endorse this proclamation, and that this resolution is distributed to the Honorable Jerry Ritz, the Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, the Honorable Joe Oliver, Minister of Natural Resources, the Honorable Dennis Lebo, Minister of Transportation, Infrastructure and Communities, the Honorable Jim Flaherty, the Minister of Finance, local federal member of Parliament, Jeff Watson. Also, the Honorable Michael Gravel, Minister of Natural Resources, Honorable Kathleen Nguyen, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Honorable Dwight Duncan, Minister of Finance, and a local provincial member of the Ontario Legislature, Taraz Nadishak, Tim Hudak, MPP leader of the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario, and the opposition party, Andrea Horvath, MPP leader of the New Democratic Party of Ontario, and of course the Association of Municipalities of Ontario and Federation and Canadian Federation. Okay.
Next correspondence, item 23.2, request for sponsorship from Essex Region Children's Water Festival.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Do we know what level of sponsorship we had last year?
Same thing. It's the same thing.
Okay. I'm just curious.
On the request, with council's pleasure. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
I'll move that the correspondence be received and that we support a sponsorship of continuation of $1,500.
There is support for that. Councillor De Pasquale supports that motion. Further discussion? Yes.
Just as a question, perhaps, I mean, this is outside of our budget, but would it be possible to send them a letter saying, look, send it in at the budget request, or is that out of line?
No.
Just leave it as such?
You do with it every year.
Like this, okay. Thank you.
On the motion, Councillor De Pasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to say that this is a very valuable event. I think our kids can, our local kids can take part in it, and we have contributed in the past, so I think it's valuable, it's important that we continue.
It's a very nice event that they put forth, and children throughout the region to participate in. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. If I just can for a minute, I'm just looking at this, and I fail to, on the resolution, I fail to read the therefore be it resolved, and I'm going through all this, but I just for the minutes, therefore be it resolved that the town of Amherstburg calls on the federal and provincial government to take leadership roles in recognizing the need to support urban forestry by establishing urban forestry mandates and programs, which include funding assistance to municipalities for the control and management of the emerald ash borer and any future significant imported diseases and insects, as well as the creation and funding of programs designed to support the ongoing sustainable management of urban forests. That's just the completion of that.
That brings us to traffic minutes for January 18th, 2012.
Councilor
Pino. I'll move that council concur with the recommendations from the traffic committee minutes January 18th, and also receive and concur, I should say.
It's been moved by Councilor Pino, supported by Councilor Bougin. Discussions? Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Perhaps the chair of that committee can clarify on the fifth item regarding the stop signs at Dalhousie and North Street. I'm pretty sure that one of the residents' concerns was having to back into traffic in that area and whether that was in accordance with the Highway Traffic Act. So I just wondered what the recommendation or discussion of the committee was.
Thanks. Councilor Sutton, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak to that. It's it has been a very controversial stop sign there. There is a resident that he has to back out of his driveway right at the stop sign. But the bottom line, that stop sign was put in for safety. The committee felt that with the park there, there is also concern for residents that seen kids cross a lot. We thought that that sign had to be put in there for safety's sake. We've extended an invitation to the resident to come to the traffic committee and talk to us. But as of right now, it's going to stay, and until such time they find that it is an onerous job on that resident to get out.
So
follow up if you may.
Sure. So that invitation has been sent to the resident or will be sent to the resident?
No, I believe that it went through Tim, if I'm correct, Berthiel. Mr. Our chief of police has talked to us, and he has sent it to him, I think, and if he wishes to come to the traffic committee, talk to us, he's welcome to do that.
Thank you.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Unfinished business items as of March 5th.
Any unfinished business? Hearing none. New business? You have before you the...
Oh, unfinished business?
Yes.
Do you want me to make my motion there? Okay. I'd like to make a motion under unfinished business to forward the letter from John McDonald on behalf of the Amherstburg Heritage Committee to Mr. and Mrs. Tito DeLuca regarding the proposed heritage designation of 219 Dalhousie Street that Council received at our February 24, 2012 public Council meeting. If I could have a seconder, I'll speak on the motion.
Supported by Councilor Davies. Further discussion? Councilor Pujic.
At our last council meeting, Mr. McDonald had sent the letter to us, and I just understood because Mr. and Mrs. DeLuca were here that they had already received a copy of it. And from speaking with both Mr. McDonald and Mrs. DeLuca, Mrs. DeLuca said she had absolutely no objections to have it sent to her, even though she had read it. She doesn't mind receiving it again because of protocol, that it's a necessary. Council had requested the Heritage Committee to. We had sent the letter from Mr. and Mrs. DeLuca to the Heritage Committee for their advice, and then when they gave it, we just sort of just left it there.
Councilor Davies.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. This is kind of one of the things I think a lot of committees are saying. It's a bit tricky when we're only meeting once a month and council meets every 2 weeks. When we send recommendations, there's a little bit of a lag, and certainly it would be good to be able to review how we do those kinds of timely projects so that they get through to be approved, because it was really a draft that came through to council. It wasn't really the letter. It was, do you like what we've written for folks? When that letter was written by one of the members of the committee, it was really almost as good as an open letter to anybody else who might be living in that district, who weren't in a designated building themselves, but wanted to be able to give them a better sense of what the kind of the parameters would be living in a heritage district. And it was really an educational tool as well as a response to the DeLucas. That's why there was so much thought that went into that particular letter, because it really could be used for any person who asked the question, what does this mean to me? And so it would be nice if possibly to even be an open letter to the community, not necessarily with their name on the top of it, but edited for the general public as an educational.
On the motion, Councilor Peel.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I agree. It was a good letter. I'm sure a lot of time went into developing that letter. But my question would be to administration. What liability would the council have if the facts in that letter aren't correct? Supposedly they came back and the town said, well, I lost money on I have to sell. The letter says they won't lose any money. So, you know what? It says the market value remains the same. And it's stuff that I don't know if we should approve it. That's why I'm saying I don't have a problem if they want to send it from the traffic committee or from the committee. But what is there any liabilities on the town now if we support that letter? And I'll ask that to Brenda.
Quite frankly, I think that's an incredibly unfair question to ask at this point in time, given this wasn't on the agenda. If you'd like, be more than happy to go back to legal counsel and ask them to give you an opinion on that letter, if that's what you'd like, and we'll have it back to you by the next meeting. But this was not something that anybody in administration was prepared to deal with tonight.
Councilor Davis.
Yeah, just to be clear, and I think I did read that fairly thoroughly, it didn't say that you would make money or you would have a challenge. It said that in all the studies of all the different heritage districts in Ontario, that those existing heritage districts, the market value has improved. Not, it didn't say, I'll guarantee you. No, it was a general study of all heritage districts that they accessed to look at their market values and demonstrated that you need not be afraid that this is going to, because it's a bit of a myth that people have. And certainly the actual facts were being indicated, what happens in other communities. It wasn't that this is what is happening in Amherstburg or not. It's what has been the history of any of the other communities who've chosen to go to heritage districts.
Okay. But administration will check that for you. Anyone else on the motion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Next item. New business? Councilor Peel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to see the town present W.D. Crowder's, Patty and Bill Crowder, with the plaque for their excellent service we've had over the years.
There's support for that. Councilor Davies, all in favor? Motion is carried. Still under new business. Anyone else? Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I know that I forwarded a complaint to Councillor Peel on, and I have received several others regarding the fact that many trucks are using our roads. And there's at one time we had signage up, and apparently some of the signs have disappeared on the roads. And also they're concerned that, that our new road, some of the
trucks... What road are you talking about?
North Side Road in former Anderton, and the third concession in particular. Some of the trucks are cutting from, they're coming down North Side Road from Highway 401, and also some of the trucks are from the Drick Project are cutting down Third. And they've observed that it looks like a pothole is already starting on our new pavement, our new asphalt. And I just wondered if council could direct or how we could go about. I know this gentleman in question, he's gone to the police department, and they really can't do anything unless there's signage up. And we can't put sign up unless we pass a bylaw. So it just seems like it's a catch-22 situation here, and I wondered if we could get an administrative report or something.
Todd, would you respond, please?
Sure. Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Councilor Puget. I know the resident in question, I've spoken to him on a number of occasions, as has Mr. Zarlanga. I think what I'm going to suggest is that we look at the traffic bylaw with a chance to review what roads within the municipality are suited to take heavy truck traffic and which aren't. The bylaw currently is sort of open-ended in how it's worded about truck traffic and where it's allowed to go. There's a little bit of a caveat in there about trucks in their normal conduct of business being allowed to go on any road, which generally is any truck doing any day's business is in his normal conduct of business. So that's one of the I'll call loopholes of the traffic bylaw that we probably have to look at. And I think it's valuable to maybe look at some of our roads, for example, the third concession north, which will be a brand new road, 4 inches of asphalt. Maybe that's one that we say, you know what, that is good enough for truck traffic. Because we can't just say none of the trucks on none of our roads. We try and keep them to the county roads because obviously they have the best base and they're the strongest, but I think we have to look at some of our roads too for that.
Councilor Davies?
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I mean, there are trucks and there are trucks. There's truckload limits, and you get some of these you get 16-wheelers coming down with a full load of crushed concrete or something like that coming from the drift. Those are the kinds of things I think we're probably most concerned about, because if the road is built, if Third is built for that, there usually is there not a kind of a weight restriction within a road when it's built, what's expected, the maximum it's supposed to be able to manage?
Lou, you had wanted to respond?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. In addition to the comments made by Todd Hewitt, our road superintendent, I would like to say that we've looked at some of the usage on the roads. It doesn't appear to be unusual. If there is any damages as far as potholes, please call Public Works. That's our job to fix them, and it's not unusual to develop potholes at this time of the year.
This being said, would there be an increase in trucks from Drick had it been alleged here? What would the trucks be doing then?
Personally, Mr. Mayor, I can't say that it's an increase from the DRIC. I know that there's some activity being generated by Honeywell in the normal courses of their operations.
Yeah, I just want to say when we see Drift, I'm right away, the light comes on. What would they be doing down here is what I'm trying to ask. Anyone else? Councilor Pion.
Thanks. I don't, just to speak on this same, our superintendent, our supervisor from the Public Works suggested that we look at bylaws. I don't know, should I, when it comes time for notice of motions, maybe we'll make a motion then, and then we can make a proper motion for the next meeting. And
I think what we want to do is see what direction the speaker had given to administration, and that's what we're trying to find. Or are they directing it strictly to the traffic committee and for the traffic committee to come back? And that's what I'm trying to find from Councillor Fouché. I'm asking.
Okay. Oh, I'm up to suggestions. If the traffic committee would like to deal with that, I know that, or are we putting an unfair burden on you?
May the traffic committee has dealt with it. We've talked about it. And if we wish to pursue it more, we need to look at these bylaws. They need to be pursued, and the roads all got to be looked at to see where the heavy truck traffic can go. So would it be appropriate to have a motion, or I'll refer that to administration to come back with a report on it.
Direction should be given to administration.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just take that as direction then to come back with a report on truck traffic, road traffic,
signage,
and everything.
Load limit and the whole thing.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Still under new business, any further new business? Hearing none. We got a report from the in-camera meeting. We had an in-camera meeting. Yeah, oh, excuse me. Yes. Has everyone received this correspondence from of course, the upcoming meeting from John St. Aubin? That's for council's information, and certainly it will be an opportunity for there will be advanced. We can put this on our webpage, we can advertise it, and certainly I'm sure they will be advertising it in the local papers also to give people an advance notification of the meeting that will be taking place on Thursday, March the 22nd at the mausoleum at the cemetery. And it's going to bring interested residents up to date on exactly what has transpired and the remedial work that they are doing in Rhodes Hill and St. John the Baptist Cemetery, and the work that will be included in the 2012 operating budget for this year. So that's for your information, and certainly it'll be placed, notification will be put up there so everyone can get advance warning that a meeting will be taking place. Anything else under new business? Hearing none, under the in-camera report.
Council met in camera March 5th, 2012 and dealt with the matter under section 239.2c of the Municipal Act, sale of Lake Beach Road. Council dealt with that matter on the public agenda under report item 18.1. The second matter was heard under section 239.2d, and it was a matter with respect to recreation and culture, organizational staffing, and there's nothing further to report.
Next we come up to is notices of motion. Are there any notices of motion? Councillor Sutton, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I'll pass this up to you, Brenda, after I read it. Whereas the town of Amherstburg from time to time deems it appropriate to name municipal parks after individuals who have demonstrated an extraordinary level of community service, and whereas Pat Thrasher impacted the lives of countless youth through his dedication as a minor league sports coach and mentor, continued that devotion to youth recreation opportunities in his role as a municipal councillor, and was a key leader in the local Multiple Sclerosis Society, therefore be it resolved that Kingsbridge Park be named Pat Thrasher Park, and further that appropriate signage dedicating the park in his name be erected and a ribbon cutting ceremony be held once the park is operational.
There's support for that motion.
Boss, get up.
It's a notice of motion.
It's a notice
of motion.
Do it next meeting.
Anything else? Any further notices of motion? Hearing none.
That brings us to bylaws. The first bylaw before council is a repealing bylaw. This is simply a housekeeping matter that we found when we were binding some bylaws. It simply repeals one of the bylaws for issuing licenses that was just overlooked.
Okay.
You need a motion?
Yes.
I'll move it.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland, supported by Councillor Sutton. Further discussion? Sure. Councillor Fouché.
Just for a point of clarification, does this mean we're not going to charge fees now?
This service was eliminated some time ago, and when the bylaw was done to repeal the bylaw authorizing that service, this one was just missed. That's all.
Right. Okay. Just tidying up. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried once again.
And the last bylaw is a confirmatory bylaw for the meeting held March 5th.
With Council's pleasure relative to the confirmatory bylaw, Councilor Peel.
Thank you. I'll move bylaw 2012-18 being a bylaw to confirm all resolutions of municipal council held on March 5th to 12th. Be taken as having been read three times and finally passed by the mayor and clerk. Be authorized to sign the same thereto.
There's support for that motion. Councilor Davies supports that motion. Discussions? Hearing none. All in favor? Opposed, motion is then carried. The next item, Councilor Davies.
Move for adjournment.
Adjournment's been called, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. All in favor? Motion is carried.
Good night. Farewell.